Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wise Woman Practical Guidance for a Stronger, Healthier, and More Fulfilled Life, is a nonfiction self-help and wellness title by Dr. Kevin W. Reese, published as part of the Head to Toe Healing Essential Book Series. The book is positioned as a practical guide for women who want to handle everyday and midlife pressures with more clarity and control. Its stated focus includes menopause, difficult relationships, domestic stress, and the demands of caring for children and a household. Rather than presenting itself as a theoretical health manual, it offers direct guidance aimed at helping readers protect their health, create a more balanced home environment, and make intentional choices. The book also reflects Dr. Reese's broader head-to-toe healing philosophy, which emphasizes natural healing and skepticism toward medical overdiagnosis and overtreatment. In that sense, the book combines women-specific life advice with a wider alternative wellness framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical wellness guide for women under everyday pressure. The central purpose of Wise Woman is practical rather than abstract. It is written for women who are navigating multiple forms of pressure at once. The book frames health as something shaped by daily conditions, not only by clinic visits or isolated symptoms. That makes its value depend on usability, since readers are expected to translate the guidance into ordinary decisions about self-care, home life, and stress management. This positioning is important because it shifts the discussion away from one-size-fits-all advice and toward lived experience. The book appears to speak to women who need help organizing competing responsibilities, staying emotionally steady, and protecting their well-being while still meeting family and household demands. By focusing on practical guidance, it makes wellness feel actionable and immediate, rather than distant or overly technical. This also helps explain why the book is framed as a roadmap. Its aim is to support day-to-day judgment, not just long-term aspiration. Secondly, menopause as a life transition that affects health, judgment, and routine. One of the book's clearest themes is menopause, which is treated as more than a narrow medical event. In the available descriptions, menopause is placed alongside relationships, parenting, and domestic stress, suggesting that the book sees it as part of a wider life transition that can affect a woman's energy, decision-making, and sense of stability. This is a meaningful choice, because many books isolate menopause as a hormonal topic, while this one seems to connect it to the broader realities of living and caring for others. That makes the advice more holistic and more realistic for readers who do not experience bodily change in a vacuum. The book likely appeals to women who want language for what they are already feeling and practical ways to respond without reducing the issue to diagnosis alone. Its emphasis on wisdom and resilience suggests that the goal is not simply symptom management, but a more grounded way of moving through a demanding stage of life. Thirdly, healthy family life depends on managing domestic stress and relationships. The book places strong emphasis on family life, especially the strain created by difficult relationships, household responsibilities, and the pressures of raising children. This matters because it treats a woman's health as inseparable from her environment. Instead of assuming that wellness is only about food, exercise, or supplements, the book recognizes that chronic stress in the home can shape emotional stability and physical well-being. That broader view gives the book a distinctive domestic dimension. It is not merely telling readers to take better care of themselves, but to understand how family dynamics can either support or undermine that care. The promise of creating a nurturing and balanced home suggests that the book values organization, emotional boundaries, and intentional household culture. This approach will be especially relevant to readers who carry invisible labor and feel that their stress is tied less to one event than to a constant pattern of responsibility. The book's practical tone implies that it aims to help women respond to these pressures with structure instead of guilt. Fourthly, natural healing and criticism of medical overdiagnosis shape the book's perspective. A notable feature of Wise Woman is its alignment with Dr. Reese's broader head-to-toe healing philosophy, which promotes natural healing and questions the tendency to overdiagnose and overtreat. This gives the book a clear ideological lens. It does not simply offer generic encouragement. It argues that women should be careful about how they interpret symptoms and how they respond to medical systems that may encourage unnecessary intervention. That perspective is significant because it changes the reader's relationship to authority and self-assessment. The book seems to encourage women to become more informed and less passive, using practical judgment before defaulting to labels or procedures. At the same time, this approach makes the book distinct within the wellness category, where many titles stay neutral on medical systems. Readers interested in alternative health viewpoints will likely find this framework especially relevant, while readers who prefer conventional medical guidance may read it more critically. Either way, the book's stance is part of what defines its identity and appeal. Lastly, intentional living as a response to overwhelm and fragmentation. Another important theme is intentional living, which ties together the book's advice on health, home, and relationships. The term suggests more than productivity. It implies a deliberate way of making choices under pressure. In the context of this book, intentionality appears to mean acting with clarity instead of reacting automatically to stress, family demands, or health fears. That makes it a useful organizing principle because it connects personal well-being with daily behavior. A woman managing multiple obligations may not need more abstract inspiration so much as a framework for deciding what matters, what to ignore, and where to place energy. The book seems designed to support that kind of mental organization. This theme also helps explain why the book is described as empowering. Empowerment here is not presented as abstract confidence, but as the ability to make steadier decisions in a complicated environment. By linking intentionality to resilience, the book gives readers a way to think about fulfillment as something built through repeated practical choices. In conclusion, Wise Woman will be most useful for readers who want a women-centered wellness book that connects physical health, emotional strain, and family life in known framework. It is a strong fit for women dealing with menopause, household stress, caregiving pressure, or relationship tension, especially those who prefer direct guidance over clinical language. The book's practical value lies in its emphasis on usable strategies for protecting health and creating a more balanced home. While its intellectual value comes from presenting a broader head-to-toe healing perspective that challenges conventional over-reliance on diagnosis and treatment, compared with many books in the self-help or women's health category, it stands out for combining domestic realism with a clear alternative wellness philosophy. It is not written as a narrow symptom guide or a general motivational book. Instead, it tries to connect daily living with bodily well-being and decision-making. Readers looking for a concise, purpose-driven guide to living more intentionally may find it especially relevant, even if they approach its medical skepticisms critically. If you would like to support Dr. Kevin W. Rees, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.